"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. That's the podcast. I'm discombobulated. And the thing is, when I come in and I'm discombobulated, now that I'm by myself, I got nobody to tie up my wires here. We have a lot of interesting stuff coming on. And at 1:30, Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money Show on AM 570, the sports station. He's going to come on. You know, Petros was a football player at USC of some renown and also has been a football broadcaster for over 20 years, college football. And we're going to talk to him about California trying to ban tackle football under the age of 12. Not letting people have their freedom, whether to allow their children or not. Not letting the children have their freedom to pick what sport they'd like to play. And no, the nanny state, big government, is now going to stick their beak and intrude on what, Pop Warner football? And I'm in the camp where we should have our freedoms and we should decide. By now, most of us know, or it's easy to find out what the risks are with football, just like there's risks with every sport and anything you do recreationally. And the government now in California, there is nothing they don't want to ban, nothing they don't want to regulate, nothing they don't want to prohibit. And now it's come to tackle football for little kids. So we can talk to Petros about it since he has spent his life in football. Yesterday, you know something? Gavin Newsom, he unveiled the new budget yesterday, and California is in big financial trouble. There's a deficit of $68 billion. And that's because the state is wildly overspent. I mean, there's no question we've wildly overspent. In fact, let me find this thing that I wanted to point out right off the top. Do you know how much money, we're spending compared to maybe just, 13 years ago? When Jerry Brown took over in 2011, do you know what the size of the California budget was? $98 billion. $98 billion. That was the whole operating budget for the California government. Do you know what it is today? It's over $300 billion. Somehow, in 13 years, under Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom and the Democratic legislature, the size of government spending, the amount of government spending tripled in 13 years. Holy crap. Now, the population hasn't tripled. In 2011, the population was a little over 38 million. Now it's a little over 39 million. So we've had a population increase of, I don't know what's a couple of percentage points? 2%? Jerry Brown doubled the budget in 8 years with no measurable increase in the population. And then Newsom took Brown's $200 billion budget and grew it to $330 billion in 5 years while we were losing population. How could this be? Where the hell is the money gone? I mean, how can this be? So we're $68 billion in debt. And, you know, he's running a shadow campaign for president, certainly in 2028 and possibly in 2024. But what do you think he was hanging around with that suspected pedophile Bill Clinton in Mexico for? Golf tips? Yeah. What do you think's going on here? Behind the scenes, he's in the chute ready to go to run for president because Biden is wobbling. He has dementia. He's incoherent. He's 120 years old. What I read is that most people inside the Democratic Party don't think Biden can make it. And so that's why Newsom is so prominent. So he's a far left-wing progressive running in a country that does largely, I mean, 95% of the country is not far-wing progressive. So how do you appeal to a general population? Well, you pass a bloated budget and pretend it's not a bloated budget. He is very upset that the Wall Street Journal has come after him in their editorials about the massive spending. And much of his speech yesterday, from what I've read, I couldn't listen to this, was him going on for almost 2 hours reciting numbers. You know what he does? It's like verbal diarrhea. And he spills out thousands of numbers, thousands of statistics. And no normal person, you have no, you know, half of it's made up. No normal person cares. No normal person can figure it out anyway. And I guess it makes him feel that he looks intelligent and he looks informed and he's very quick, that he's very knowledgeable about running the government because he just rolls into numbers. But the legitimate question here, and virtually nobody asks, is what are we getting for $300 billion that we didn't get for $100 billion 13 years ago? What is it we're getting? Well, I know what we've got. For example, we've got Medicaid spending now for every illegal alien in the state. Remember when that was controversial? Very controversial? Legal aliens getting health care? Every one of them now gets it. From cradle to grave. Americans, we don't have 100% of Americans with health care. But in California, 100% of illegal aliens are eligible. But nobody challenges that anymore. Nobody even highlights it, discusses it. They did it incrementally when no one was paying attention. They just moved it up a little at a time. First it was for the kids. Then it was for teenagers and young adults to 25. Then it was for people age 65 plus. And then they went for the whole thing. Now it's every single one. Now, we all know that healthcare is insanely expensive. and we have millions of illegal aliens here, and it's increasing all the time. But there's no discussion of it. They're just blowing the money on it. And you wonder why we're $68 billion in deficit? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how Gavin Newsom cut the budget deficit in half while he was talking. He just started made up a new deficit number off the top of his head. And all the reporters wrote it down. But there's no basis to it. He just decided he didn't want a $68 billion deficit, so he cut it in half and announced that as the deficit. Now, the next day, everybody's going, hey, what did he do here? He snookered all of you. That's what he did. Tell you more when we come back.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 1:30, we are going to talk to Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money Show over on AM 570, because the nanny state is coming after your kids' football. You got a kid under the age of 12. They wouldn't be able to play tackle football anymore. We're going to just do flag football, touch football, nonviolent football. There'll be no development of young boys' masculinity, all right? There's going to be none of that. None of that violence. None of that aggression anymore, okay? Just feminize all the boys and men. That's what makes them happy. We're talking about Gavin Newsom. And isn't he the perfect emblem of a modern-day man? Just, he's just so soft and so prissy and just so full of it. And no one wants to call him on it. He unveiled his budget yesterday. And the real deficit, $68 billion. And he just made up a lie and says, well, it's going to be $37 billion. And they said, well, where'd you get that number from? Well, I just think the economy is going to do better. Well, the legislative analyst office in this state thinks we have a $68 billion deficit because they think there is going to be a mild recession affecting California. By the way, California's economy is far worse than the rest of the country. Nobody discusses that because we have such an incompetent, impotent news media. But our unemployment rate is much higher than the rest of the country, and our general strength of economy here is much weaker. Well, Newsom got angry yesterday because, again, you got to put it in the prism of he's running for president. He got angry with the Wall Street Journal editorial board, of all things, because the editorial board had criticized him for the possibility of a wealth tax. And Newsom did something really strange and dishonest. He started complaining about the Wall Street Journal, saying the damage you intentionally do. There, I said that. Ooh, there, I said that. So bold. He said, they're not truth seekers. It's ideological. He called the board a broken clock and denied that there's a wealth tax, except they just had a hearing on the wealth tax. There's an assemblyman named Alex Lee who just had a committee hearing on it. Alex Lee is this little weenie weasel of an assemblyman who lives with his mother, and while living with his mother was elected in a far-left district in Northern California. And it's to grab a 1% tax on the worldwide net worth of every wealthy person, not their income for the year. Their worldwide net worth. So all the stocks they own, all the real estate they own around the world, all the possessions they have around the world. If they have a summer palace in Lake Como in Italy with expensive artworks on the walls, Alex Lee and Gavin Newsom want to tax that because the billionaire's residence of record is California. Well, what do you think is going to happen? First of all, I have no idea how they would be able to add up the net worth of people with far-flung worldwide assets. I don't know how you do that. But if they could, do you think any of these wealthy people would stand for it? You don't get to be a billionaire by being a stupid pigeon. and just allow the government to come and devour 1% of your worth, it would be 1% of net worth above $50 million, rising to a 1.5% on net worth over $1 billion. So they think they can go to Mr. Wealthy Person, who has a $50 million total package, and just say, you know what, I'm just going to take, let's see, what would that be? $500,000, that's mine. $500,000. And you can go to a billionaire and say, yeah, you know what? I want $15 million. And they're going to pay it? They're going to continue living here? Edward Ring wrote for the California Globe that a wealth tax will accelerate the exodus already in progress. The wealthy will flee. Like California's small business people, it's vanishing middle class, and everybody else. No one, billionaire or even 50 millionaire is going to say, oh, yeah, fine, come. Yeah, take 1%, take 1.5%. Hey, it's all yours, whatever. Here, I'll give you a list of everything I own in the world because I want to be a good citizen. That's confiscation of money that doesn't belong to the government. Alex Lee, I don't even think, had a paper route in his life. He's this little weenie in his 20s who can't break away from mommy yet because he never earned any money. He never earned anything for a living. What gives him the right to go up to billionaire, to go up to billionaires and say, oh, that's mine. I'm taking that. I've got a better use for it than you do. My God. And one of the reasons that there is a big $68 billion shortfall is because wealthy people didn't earn as much money last year as in previous years. The stock market hit a rough patch. And wealthy people paid a lot less in taxes because 1%, the top 1% of earners in California pay 50% of the income tax. You got that? The top 1% pays 50% of the income tax. And if you have a bad stock market year or so-so stock market year, the revenue doesn't come in. They don't make stock sales. There's no capital gains taxes on the stock. And then the budget craters because they're so heavily reliant on screwing over wealthy people. For some reason, when you accomplish things, when you're a success, when you do well, you're immediately public enemy number one because we have all these rabid socialists that run the state of California. All right, we come back. They're not only socialists, they're out of control nannies. Now, young boys can't play football because they might get hurt. And we can't have anybody ever getting hurt for any reason, especially if they're engaged in male activities, aggressive male activities. Well, we're going to talk to Petros Papadakis because he was a football player for years for USC and has been a broadcaster for 20 years and hosts the Petros and Money Show over at AM 570. Since he spent his life in football, what does he think about the California government trying to ban it for kids under the age of 12? That is next.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to talk to Petros Papadakis right now, former USC college football star at AM 570, or sports station down the hall, because there's a sports issue. The California State Assembly has passed a bill. Well, a committee has passed a bill to ban tackle football for kids under the age of 12. The vote was 5-2. This has become a political issue because all the Democrats voted to ban tackle football, and the two Republicans voted against the ban. And it turns out, according to a poll from 2023, 75% of people who are conservative say they would recommend football to kids, but only 44% of liberals. And it used to be everybody had the same rough opinion. Now it's become a political chasm. It's going to go to the Assembly, and then it'd have to go to the Senate, and Newsom would have to sign it. So it's a long way to go. So, Petros,
yes,
tell
sir.
Me, is this the nanny state gone crazy?
In a way, I think, you know, I'm really on both sides of this coin, John. I got to be honest, and I'm glad in your intro you went through it so succinctly. Now I understand exactly what's happening and what the chances are of it actually getting pushed through, and what other states will do if it does. As an example, it certainly is a nanny state type of thing. I mean, tackle football is a serious sport. There is a lot of contact involved. Obviously, it takes, I think, very good coaching to teach young people how to hit, and it's something that they carry throughout their football career, no matter how long they play. But if you have somebody like that, and not everybody does, in fact, they're few and far between, it's pretty beneficial if you're going to keep playing football. But I certainly don't like being told what I can and can't do sports-wise for my kids. But so in that way, yeah, it feels like a nanny state. It feels like you can't have plastic straws, but the streets are strewn with trash, you know, the same kind of stuff that you've been talking about for decades on this show, and making an impact, showing people these kind of incongruities. I certainly don't want the state to tell me whether or not I can let my kid play tackle football.
It's the freedom for the parents and kids to decide what to do. I mean, that's where I come from. I understand if some kid doesn't want to do it, or some parent is really freaked out by the injury possibility. I mean, but that's a private matter. I don't understand the government stepping in and taking away the kid's ability.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the popularity of the story of the movie Concussion and what happened with the NFL and the head injury stuff. And, I mean, I've been calling football games now since 2001, and my last year playing was 2000, so I wasn't that far from the field then. But as I've been calling football games, like, the way we play football has changed. The rules have changed. Targeting and blindside blocks and cut blocking and all kinds of stuff is no longer legal. And stuff that we just thought was good football is now seen as savagely illegal on the field. And that was a bit of an adjustment, you know, as a broadcaster. So that sort of stuff has been prevalent over the years. The sport has been changing. And when people ask my advice about what my kids should do, yada, yada, about playing high school football or football at a youth football or Pop Warner football or any of these different things. And most football players' advice, especially if they're people like me who played inside the box, is start playing around 12. That's around the time you probably want to put a helmet on and start getting hit, you know, while your brain is a little bit more developed. In a perfect world, the sport probably wouldn't exist. I mean, let's be honest. But if you want to let your kid play at 9, like I did, then that you should not be told that you can't do it. And what are you going to do? Tell them they can't do boxing either? That's a full contact sport. Are we going to ban jiu-jitsu for everybody under 12? You know, all of these different things that people do. What about dirt biking and kart racing and all of the bicycle, all of these dangerous things? I mean, where do you draw the line?
It seems like they want to take the masculinity out of society. I mean, men have testosterone, and they have to express the testosterone.
Yeah.
Especially young boys. And you know what they do to young boys in school now is they make them take Adderall or Ritalin and say you have attention deficit disorder. I don't know if it's that so much or just guys have a lot of energy, and they need to be running around, bouncing off walls, playing ball.
I think that stuff exists, ADD and all that stuff. I think it's overprescribed.
But I think it's the first thing that a lot of schools go to and not acknowledge just how much outdoor play a lot of boys need.
Yeah, I've heard some experts say that boys should play to the point of exhaustion, and that is what we don't do that, you know, and that is a more beneficial thing. I'm not sure, but what I usually tell people when they ask me about playing tackle football is, or even my kid playing tackle football, who's starting to think about it, but he doesn't know what it's like. He's 11, and I don't know how he's going to respond when you put a helmet on him and hit him in the head.
When you were playing, did you ever have a moment where you said, what the hell am I doing?
Every day. I mean, I was way too in my head to play at the level I did. And I was in some ways fortunate to get hurt the way I did, so I didn't have to keep playing. Because, you know, I mean, there were two guys broke their necks and were carted off. And
one
was paralyzed and died, and one still can walk, but obviously never played again in major college football. One for Penn State and I believe one for the University of Washington. While I was playing my senior year.
Right.
And before that, I had a catastrophic foot injury, and I was in the hospital for months and months with a staph infection and all kinds of problems with a bunch of metal in my right foot. Ended up being a cadaver bone that they put in there. So I know the perils of the sport. You know, my older brother played at USC and has had, you know, 9 surgeries, 2 ACL injuries.
Yikes.
You know, this is, if you play, high school football is great. And it's great to learn to play high school football and learn to do something that's hard, that hurts, with other people in a very adverse situation. And you're very celebrated for it. And it gives you an identity in school and all that stuff. But if you're good and you have to keep playing, there are perils and pitfalls. And now there's a lot more money in it than when I was a player at the college level. But I always tell people that if your kid's a real meathead and he wants to fight, yeah, have him play football. It'll discipline him. You know, it's kind of like putting somebody into the military or something like that. And some people really embrace that. And it's not for everybody. And they can make that, you know, a lot of people play football 1 year and they decide it's not for them and they move on. That's okay. We don't have to tell them what to do.
All right. Thanks for coming on, because that was a really interesting perspective since you've lived that life for so long.
Oh, yeah. It's fun not to look through a face mask anymore for a few hours a day, John. I got to be honest.
All right. Petros Papadakis. He's on AM 570. He's got a sports show on with Matt Money Smith. And he played football at USC and has been a broadcaster of football games for a lot of years. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have a Chase in Pomona on Westmont Avenue and Wright Street. And it looks like a silver pickup truck being chased by a CHP officer, and he's driving through a residential neighborhood. And I'm looking at Channel 5, and they have this cool speedometer graphic in the upper right-hand corner. It looks like a real speedometer that you'd find on your dashboard in the car, like a dial style. So he's not going that fast. He's only going 22 miles an hour right now through the side streets. And we just tuned into it, so I don't know what this guy did.
He did turn down a street that was a dead end, and he realized that and was able to get himself out of that predicament.
This guy needs a freeway. Oh, he just slammed into a car.
Oh, that's previously.
Oh, that's previously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the highlight box. I'm sorry. I always do that. They always start running the good replays, and I never can tell that it's live or on tape.
Yeah, he tried down to turn a wrong-way street and slammed right into the front of another SUV.
Oh, that was a one-way?
It looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and so then he backed up and just took off. That's a tough car he's got. That looks like a real solid pickup truck. Well, we'll see where that goes. You know, these stories, we've been reading them all the time, and it really gets frustrating because there's a way to fix all this. Fillmore up in Northern California. Where is Fillmore? Deborah, you know exactly? I've heard of it. They talked to a woman named Maddie Scott. Maddie Scott is upset because her local Safeway is closing. And Safeway is closing the store on Webster Street. And they're selling the property. And the real reason is, most of the inventory at the Safeway is locked behind plexiglass. They shut down the self-checkout kiosks to cut down on the theft. They keep having community meetings to address loitering, drug use, homeless encampments on the property. The store started blasting classical music in its parking lot to discourage loitering. I went to a 7-Eleven the other day, and they were blasting. What were they blasting? Some kind of music. It wasn't quite classical, but it was really loud instrumental music, and it took me a second to realize.
Oh, the Chase just hit a very bad end.
Oh, that's bad.
Hit a guy straight on.
Head-on collision?
Head-on collision.
On what street here? Mission
and Brea Place.
Oh, my God. He crossed the double yellow line, huh?
Yeah. That was bad.
Oh, geez. Is anybody coming out of the two cars?
I'm waiting to see. Nobody. Nobody. Okay, so the police are all going around. They're around the car that was just hit, obviously, to see if that person is okay. They just opened up the driver's side door. Looks like that airbag did deploy in the car that was hit.
There's a lot of debris on the road from both cars, and both of them are on the...
But nobody's getting out. Okay, so now it looks like they're trying to help the person out of the car that was hit.
So did you see what he did? Did he just swerve?
I'm sure they're going to replay it in any second now. All right, they just took...
Yeah, the other driver walked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he looks like he's okay.
Boy, that's scary. Yeah, because his car's pretty badly bashed in. And there's smoke coming out of the front engine. It's a red car.
Now they're off to try and see what they can do with the driver that just hit that car.
Yeah, there's liquid splattered all over the ground and pieces of debris.
Yeah, a lot of radiator fluid on the street.
Yeah, you don't see that too often. Just a head-on collision. Now they got a lot of cop cars.
Yeah, this guy's refusing to come out of this car.
What a surprise.
Well, he just racked up quite a few more felonies along the way. Although we never know if these people ever get charged with anything significant after the chase is over.
One of the cops just grabbed the riot shield.
So this guy's a real crazy person.
Can't really see. I think that airbag is deployed too in that truck.
Oh yeah, the truck's airbag is for sure deployed.
Well, looking at the damage, I didn't see the actual collision. If the airbag doesn't deploy for a
collision,
you know, like
I don't know if it's an older car where, you know.
So it was right at the overpass that goes across the 71 freeway.
Oh, here they're showing.
Oh, there, yes. Know. He swerved over to the left across two double yellow lines. Why?
That looked intentional.
Yeah, there's no reason for that because he was on the overpass. They were playing it again.
Yeah, there he goes.
And he went he went across two lanes before he crossed the double yellows.
Now, I don't think he intentionally hit that truck.
I mean, there was a left turn that he could have made a little farther up, but he was well short.
There was another SUV behind the red car that got hit, and it almost got hit as well, and it was able to maneuver itself out of the way. So it could have been worse.
You can see some movement of the driver in that truck. He's moving around a little bit. He's just hanging out with the airbag.
A lot of guns trained on that truck right now.
Yeah, I mean, was that some kind of a suicide mission? Because there was no reason to do that. It was just out of the blue, and he went out of his way. It wasn't a mistake.
No, I mean, it looked like he intentionally wanted to go that way, but I'm just wondering, did he really think he was going to go and hit that truck head on?
Well, he wasn't, he was making like a left turn, but there was nowhere to make the left turn too. They were still on the overpass.
Right.
Yeah, he was in the middle of a bridge.
Yeah. And the left turn was still a short distance up, farther up the road. And he wasn't forced into it by the cops.
I guess I'm naive, trying to think that there's no way he would intentionally want to do that. But
there's bad people in the world.
I know,
little Debbie.
I know.
You know, not everyone is good.
I know, but
that's a bad guy.
I would just think he was trying to get away, and by doing this, he certainly wasn't able to get away.
You know, they have a canine unit there. They ought to just let the dog have him.
I count 8 cop cars and 10 cops.
Well, Mission Boulevard's going to be closed for a while. Going over the 71. So if you're going over that road, you better find another route because this may take some time here. I don't know if this is going to be an extended standoff or not, but he's not coming out of the car and there's no way he can get away.
We don't know if he's injured and can't get out of the car. Now they're going to, so Channel 5 is doing kind of a close up into that silver truck.
And you can see the airbag deployed.
Yeah.
And his windshield wipers go off every once in a while. And there's a lot of rain. He couldn't drive the car. He's not capable of suddenly taking off in that thing.
No.
All right. I'll tell you the Safeway story later on in the show. Coming up after 2 o'clock, and it's almost 2 o'clock, Deborah's going to do the news. And then we're going to have Vince Fong on. And Vince Fong is one of the few Republicans, state senator. In the Bakersfield area. In fact, I think he's running for Congress. And he's going to talk about Gavin Newsom's budget, $291 billion. It is triple the California budget of 2011. Triple. It was $98 billion in 2011. It's $291 billion now. And there were $68 billion in deficit. And Newsom came out yesterday and said, no, I think it's only $37 billion. Well, what do you base that on? Well, nothing. We'll talk about it when we come back with Vince Fong. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.